go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
After a great win on Sunday against the Caps, one of only two shots in the regular season against the hated Detroit Red Wings. Tonight in Motown, and Tomas Fleischmann, one of the newest Chicago Blackhawks, joins us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
Welcome to Well, I know you're in Detroit, but welcome to Chicago.
Thanks, Steve and Dave, for having me tonight.
Did you spend much time here other than playing here?
Yeah, I spent more time.
What are you looking most forward to away from the ice as a Blackhawk? Are you a fan of great restaurants?
Yes. I like them.
And I know Marian Hossa, a countryman, can steer you to the right places. But what kind of food do you like? Because we want to help you out. What do you love to eat most?
Depends the time of the day.
Well, we're talking dinner. Dinner. What's
okay.
Yeah, dinner on a non-game night. What's your go-to meal on a non-game night for dinner?
I probably get some good lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
There you go.
Every great steakhouse in Chicago has great lamb chops. Kevin, where's the go-to place for lamb chops?
You know what? Dean and Andrea probably would know better than I would.
Oh, Greek Town. Yeah, go to Athena or Greek Islands. Get some good lamb chops.
Yeah, and here's the deal. If you mention Andrea's name at any of those places, you eat for the regular price.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve.
So, are you excited about the Blackhawks?
Yes, I'm excited.
And what have you been told your role will be on the team?
Right now, I think I was told that it's going to be third line, and we'll see how I play. Then maybe I can go higher.
Now, you've been around this game and around this league a long time. Have you ever been able to look around a dressing room and see that much talent?
Yeah, kind of. I started in Detroit, so...
Oh, yeah, good run, yeah.
So there was Eiserman and Brett Hull and those guys, so kind of good start there.
Right, so you're not blown away by these guys, but I'm sure you're pretty excited about being able to suit up with Kane and Taves and Seabrook and Marian Hossa, who's hopefully going to be back any day now.
Yeah, it's really exciting, excited to see those guys, so I'm really appreciated right now.
And your first game with the Blackhawks was at the United Center against one of your former teams, the Washington Capitals, who only are leading the entire National Hockey League right now. What was it like for you to walk in there and then to skate onto the ice in the United Center for the first time with that crowd in such anticipation for that matchup between the Blackhawks and the Caps?
That was very impressive, you know, playing against the old team and with the new team. Fans were buzzing, you know, it was great and got me a lot of energy. So I really enjoyed it.
Give us your initial impression of your new linemate, Teuvo Teravainen.
Oh, he's a pretty skilled centerman. He's playing third line, and usually centerman like this plays first or second. So I'm pretty happy to be on the line with him.
Do you feel like you guys clicked right away?
Yeah, I think so. It's just we try to keep it simple, and I think we were looking for each other on the ice a little bit, so it was fine. I like that.
Part of the deal with the center, it's almost like a point guard in the NBA. You got to be able to dish the puck. So you're a left-handed shot. Where do you like to have the puck come from? I'm not asking you to give away your move or your game here, buddy. I'm just saying, what do we look for as fans?
Anywhere, actually, anywhere so I can shoot and score, you know?
But you got a money shot. Everybody that's played as long as you have has a money shot. Where's your favorite place on the ice to shoot from?
Right circle to the left corner.
Yeah, there you go. and then yelling, eat that, goalie.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of nice you come to town with your teammate and line mate now with the Blackhawks, Dale Weiss. Now, as far as you know, has he made it to Detroit yet, or are we still waiting?
Same thing. I'm still waiting, too. He said he might come today, but it's an administration thing, so it's hard to know.
Yeah, it's a paperwork thing. You cleared papers.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it weird when you walked in and they said, show us your papers?
Yeah, it was the first question. Do you have a green card or not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's something the fans don't think about. But when you're talking about an international sport with, you know, with borders as close as ours, you do have this back and forth all the time. So it's an extra thing that you guys have to do as a hurdle, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's just the sport. It's just everywhere. Whoever wants to get a job in the U.S. from Canada, it's hard, you know. You got to wait.
Right. You have kids, Tomas?
Yes, one daughter. She's almost 2 years.
Oh, so she's not quite old enough to appreciate what a stud you are yet and how good a hockey player dad is.
Yeah, she knows. She understands hockey a little bit.
Does she watch the games?
Yeah, she was watching lately.
Okay. There's
She doesn't like the commercials.
Yeah, that's great. That's funny. There's a moment, and I don't know how you protected this. I'm just warning you as a parent because the Blackhawk fans are the best fans in sport, as you already know. But when my son was 3, I took him to his first Blackhawks game, and he joined the crowd in a chant of Detroit sucks. And it was one of those things before, as a parent, before you could tell him why that's not a great thing to say. You know, he's already chanting. So I'm just saying, you know, if your daughter's watching the game tonight or this weekend when you guys come home, just be careful. There's not a lot of love lost between the two fan bases.
Yeah, can see that, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here, bud, and I know you're going to be a great addition to this team and a great run to the playoffs. Should be nothing but fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Rich Bloom from Grays Lake has the fan question today with the MB Financial Bank Breakfast with the Blackhawk. If you weren't playing hockey at this level, if you weren't an NHL star, what would you have done for a living?
That's a tough one, but I was studying for building buildings, so probably something like that.
Like an architect or the guy with the hard hat?
Architect.
Architect. Look at you. All right. Good to get to know you a little bit. I know we'll do it again. Thanks for being on.
Thanks.
All right. Take care. Thank you. Tomas Fleischmann.
Maybe he can help design the new practice facility.
I think those blueprints are in.
Oh, okay. You know, they've already got that done.
Sit down with Tomas. Go, listen. I know that you're valued to the team, but we have to maximize your value. We need some drawings for the new practice facility.
Let's see how good an architect you really are.
I think it's so cute. You have all these stud hockey players, and they have little girls, you know, like Tomas and Patrick Sharp, and then they become just, you know, these big blubbering dads.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? Fathers and daughters. It's 8:48. Back to your traffic, Adam Chappelle.